Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am Michael Edward Miller.
And I'm Chloe Morrison from Nooga.com.
First up today, we've got analysis of yesterday's big announcement. Chattanooga has finally been chosen as the production site for Volkswagen's new SUV. This comes after months of speculation, bargaining, sometimes threats, and competition from Mexico.
It's expected to bring 2,000 jobs to the area and represents a $900 million investment.
And Chloe, this is coming right on the heels of the United Auto Workers forming a local union at this plant. In a statement, the UAW is saying, the fact that this new line is being announced 4 days after the rollout of UAW Local 42 reinforces the consensus that the UAW has reached with the company. But the UAW does not actually have any formal agreement with Volkswagen right now. And VW's repeatedly said unionization was not a factor in this decision. So what is your take on the UAW and this announcement?
I think the UAW's response was one of the more interesting things. I think a lot of people thought, you know, kind of predicted last week that the UAW was making their announcement, timing it, knowing that this announcement was coming this week. But I also think there's a lot that's not being said from the company side, from the UAW side. I think they're talking a lot more than at least the company is letting on. And I think there's a lot of kind of background, you know, talk going on that we're not necessarily aware of. I think the company's walking a fine line, trying to keep everybody on all sides happy. And I think the UAW has kind of gotten its foot in the door and are going to, you know, keep plotting away as they have been for the past few years.
Because with the Works Council, which is something we just don't have in America, I think Volkswagen's made it clear that they're definitely interested. And you found out that they're actually bringing someone here from the company, someone in Germany, who could be involved with possibly creating a Works Council here at this plant.
Right. Bernard Osterloh, he is one that he's high up in the ranks of the Works Council, also has a position in the company, I believe. And he in the past has said, you know, spoken out very strongly in favor of the Works Council. Now he's going to have a place on the Volkswagen America board. So that just kind of signals that somebody who's in favor of a Works Council, which, you know, you can kind of think, okay, means in favor of the UAW, is going to be more present here in the United States. So, I mean, I think that kind of bodes well for the UAW.
And for just Chattanooga and East Tennessee in general, a new SUV, that's pretty cool. But what kind of ripple effect can this have on the economy in general around here?
It seems like, I mean, everybody's really excited. It's really exciting news. 2,000 jobs, that's direct jobs. So
yeah.
You just think about suppliers and, you know, if one person moves here for a job, they might move their family here. And then those, you know, a wife or a spouse or whatever gets jobs and they spend more money. And, I mean, there's just this whole ripple effect throughout the economy. Also, you know, when Volkswagen initially announced their commitment, they ended up bringing more jobs than initially, you know, they thought they would. So, you know, this could be just the beginning. Who knows how many people actually will end up working on this car.
So it really is more than just an SUV. This is an investment in Chattanooga's future, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And then the national research and development part of it, that's going to be 200 kind of engineering jobs. So
right.
High wage jobs. And I think that's going to put Chattanooga and Tennessee on the map in a whole different way. They're going to be studying what consumers in the American market want and, you know, research and development, all different products that, you know, who knows where those products will end up.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, you think, oh, the company's going to study what consumers want. Well, isn't that kind of a no-brainer? But then you think about companies like Apple that are famous for making their products behind closed doors, thinking we're the geniuses, we're going to create it, and then we're going to tell you what you want, as opposed to Volkswagen making more of a commitment to be consumer-centric.
Right, right. And I think, you know, maybe they're, because they do have such a bigger focus on the American market, they're trying to grab a lot more North American customers. They, you know, they need to figure out exactly what it is they want. I mean, they've kind of done the Passat, where it's a lower price point and it's kind of bigger than, you know, some of the other cars are, because that's what they think, that's what Americans have wanted. So I think they're kind of going, you know, maybe more down that line. What is it that the North American market wants as opposed to the European market?
And the production of this, it's supposed to start at the end of 2016. Have we heard anything yet from the company about when they might start hiring for these new jobs?
You know, I haven't. That's a good question, though. I want to say that I saw something in the press release about how people could apply. So that's definitely something that people need to be looking on the lookout for. I'm sure the news media will get that out as soon as possible.
And that is Chloe Morrison from NUGA.com. And Chloe, I know people can read more on your website.
Yep. Check out our updated article on NUGA.com.
What's your Twitter?
Chloe NUGA.
Chloe, thank you so much.
Thank you.